King David said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." David had an affection for the house of God. Psalm 23, verse 6, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." David also said, Psalm 122, verse 1, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." David didn't say, when I get there and hear my favorite song, David didn't say, if the preacher preaches a good message, I'll be glad. No, he said, just the mentioning of going to the house of God, I am glad. I am glad. It's a sad commentary when Christians are not excited about the house of God. If they're not faithful to the house of God, if they're not partakers in the house of God, I've seen people drag in, sag in, lag in, but I've also seen people enter in with a smile on their face, joy in their heart. They're glad when they come into the house of God. They enter his courts with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, his gates with thanksgiving. I remember when I was a teenager, just on fire for God, that I would get the Tampa Tribune newspaper. I lived in the Tampa Bay area in Florida, and I would go to the religious section, and I would find where there was revival, where there was something happening, and that's where I went on the weekends. A guy would ask me out on a date, and I would say, sure, if you'll go to church with me. Kind of eliminated a lot of people I could have got messed up with. My friends, if they were my friends, if they wanted to do something with me on the weekends, it was either going to church or we would go down to the beach and witness to people about Jesus. It was all about Jesus. I remember the fire that was in my soul. And God so many times reminds me of that first love for him. If you have that first love for God, you will want to be in his house. Why do you think church is so essential? Why do you think that God commands us to be in his house? It's not an option. Some people say, well, I can serve God at home. I can serve God going for a walk. I can feel his presence. Well, sure you can, because God is everywhere and he is in you. But you cannot get the same results in your Christian walk unless you are connected to your brothers and sisters in Christ in the house of God. Jesus himself. I've heard people say, well, you know, I don't get a whole lot out of it. Well, Jesus, as his custom was, he went to the synagogue, and he was the Word made flesh. The Word made flesh. And he's seeing these scribes and these rabbis get up and teach the Word. And he knew a lot more than they did. But he still went because it was a command to go to God's house. In Genesis chapter 28 is the first mention in Scripture where we see the house of God. And we will look at that tomorrow right here on The Winning Life. He's Alive Radio is here because of the faithful covenant partners. I'm asking you to pray and asking you to give. We have a few days left with our coaching CD for the month of April on Destiny Dreams with Sylvia Jackson. God speaks in dreams. He still does. And if you're aware of it, he probably will speak to you more so in dreams than you have ever had happened in the past. I've talked to someone just recently that said, I never dream, but they had a dream and they knew it was from the Lord. Here is how you get the coaching CD. When you give your best love gift this month of April to He's Alive Radio, that's what you'll make the check out to, He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or you can give online at he'salive.net. Have a Jesus-filled day. We'll be back tomorrow.